The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You missed you being right about Aaron Sanchez.
That was my best I told you so in a long time.
I think that had to kill you to not be able to be here and say, remember when I brought this up and you'd be able to get him on the cheap, which you did, and you picked up another pretty decent reliever for
Derek Fisher, who's now, I mean, he basically had become a C-level prospect. He was no longer the prospect he was a year or two ago. And you got back Aaron Sanchez, who, like I said, if he can stay healthy and Brent Strom can work his magic on him, then you're going to have a stud.
Here's what I don't get. If you're concerned about this guy, and by draft time, I think you would know a little bit whether the guy's going to be back in shape or whatever. Why the bleep are you investing another third-round pick in yet another tight end when there's good running backs on the board? You've put nothing in that position at all. And when was the last time they drafted a running back? Foreman.
Yeah.
So it just shows that they have no freaking clue what they're doing.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that, or you can get on the Twitch channel and comment on there. And it's funny, we were just talking about C Shoulder on the Twitch channel. Said, don't worry, the Texans will draft three more tight ends to fill those gaps. Yeah, they love them some tight ends, man.
Oh, yes.
And so, Sportsy, and then we just had Lance on, and we'll get caught up with some things here. We obviously have to get to Gym of the Day and a lot of other stuff. Just one little quick TV note. A couple people on the text line were asking, have I seen The Boys yet? I've actually watched it twice now. It's that good.
What?
It is that good. Well, I was telling you, if I find something that I think the wife's going to like, I usually wait until we can watch it together and then vice versa. But there was one night where she was working late, so I just decided I'm going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched five episodes. I just fell in love with it. And
I'll have to check it out.
And so this weekend she binged it and I watched it again with her. And it was, yeah, I mean, it may be the best new show that I've seen in a long time. And it's the same guy who did Preacher, but it's better than Preacher. Now it's only one season, and the guy who plays one of the superheroes was the sheriff in Banshee. And you won't recognize him because he doesn't look anything like he did in Banshee. So I a lot of people on Twitter were hitting me up telling me you've got to watch this show. And I got to give those guys credit. They're right. So it's a superhero show, but it's not. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. Watch it.
And it gets into corporate America, and it gets into home defense and everything else, and a lot of the topics that are out there right now, but it does them in a completely different way. And the acting is terrific.
So it's a superhero show more than a sci-fi show.
Oh, it's not sci-fi really at all.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Yeah. I mean, technically, all superhero things are sci-fi in a way, but yeah, it's and just the way that they reveal certain things throughout the series, the pacing is perfect. I mean, it's one of the few series that, you know, I've always got something to complain about with things. I really don't have anything to complain about here. And Ben on the Twitch line says Homelander is a gem. Homelander, he might be the best character, but there's so many, and it's also, there's a lot of gray area as to who's the good guys. It's very Banshee-like in a lot of ways, and not just because Anthony Starr's in it. But I think you'll love it. I would be disappointed if you weren't blown away by it.
Okay.
So there's that. Bama Papa Joe says, thank you for the recommendation. Binge watch this weekend. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and fat Haley Joel Osment's in it, too, which is – and Elizabeth Shue. Who I didn't recognize the first episode.
Seen her in a long time.
Yeah. for some reason, I just didn't really find her very attractive. Maybe it's because the character. But, you know, otherwise, I mean, I got nothing to complain about with that show. And there's, I don't know if it's going to hold up over time because that's just season one. But, you know, it could easily, because frankly, I thought Preacher was going to be that until the last episode of season one. And then you just like,
ugh. I haven't watched Preacher since then.
Season two was, and there's only one season left that just started. I'm going to go ahead and watch it because I've already committed to 2 years and this is the last one. Somebody asked real question, nudity. Oh, yeah. And there's a superhero orgy scene.
Okay, I'm in.
Which is hilarious. And it's funny, there was one scene, there was one part that they cut out of it because it wasn't because, you know, Amazon told them that's too much, but that I thought would have been hilarious, but apparently they didn't have the budget for it the first year. They wanted to have an ice guy having sex with a woman in a fur coat.
Oh, I would like that.
So, yeah, but if you haven't seen The Boys yet, I think The Blitzers, it's a Blitz type of show. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, man, this has been a very sportsy show for the most part, but a lot of sports going on.
Yeah.
Haven't really gotten into any of the other stuff. Did you see this? I did want to get to this because I thought it was funny, and maybe I'm just an insensitive Pickle Rick, but did you see the Twitter exchange between the Miami Marlins and the Rays this weekend?
No. No, I don't follow either.
I don't either, but they started off with the Marlins, one of their guys basically throws a guy out at home plate, so they tweet out, he's the man your third base coach warned you about. Throws a guy out at home. Rays respond with, show the final out, because they won. Marlins respond with, can't hear you, must be the Maple Leafs crunching, referring to the potential move to Montreal. So they're going back and forth. And the Rays come back with, here's the broom we just used on you so you can clean them up. And then the Marlins went too far, apparently. Although I thought it was funny. Says, you're literally the animal that killed Steve Irwin. Log off.
That's true.
They are, right?
Yeah.
But apparently that was too much.
That's too much?
Yes. The Marlins then tweeted out, hi, guys. Like everyone who grew up watching him, we miss Steve. We're so sorry to have made light of his passing.
Oh, Lord.
Listen.
He died like 10 years ago.
I know. I mean, what's the statute?
You're allowed to make light of it now.
I thought it was funny. And I don't think he cares right now. Wherever he is.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. I thought that was a funny mic drop kind of moment on Twitter. But apparently not. Yeah. So they had to apologize for it. I hope nobody got fired.
Boo.
So I said, what do you think about the hit Lonnie Johnson laid on the Green Bay receiver and got kicked out for? It's practice, man. And these guys are, I haven't seen the hit yet, so I don't know if it's dirty or I don't really know if it was necessary. It doesn't sound like it was necessary, but he got sent off the field. So, you know, that's going to happen. Texans, if I were another team and the Texans called me wanting to do joint practices, I think I'm going to pass.
Why?
Well, something always seems to happen, right? You had this today. Remember the Redskins brawl?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to call them the Redskins, or do I have to call them the Washington team?
The Washingtonians.
Yeah, I'm gonna call them Redskins. Mama called them Redskins. I'm gonna call them Redskins. But yeah, I think they're a little weird. All right, let's. You know what we should do? Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, this is not something I ever really worry about. Now I guess I'm going to have to.
All right.
Because we do a lot of flying, right? United Airlines flight UA-162 was scheduled to leave Glasgow Airport at 9 a.m. on Sunday. It was an intercontinental flight to Newark. And they had to cancel the flight.
Okay.
They basically said it was, quote, canceled because of a crew scheduling disruption out of Glasgow, which is technically accurate. But the Scottish police officers were called to the airport at 7:35 a.m. And police in Scotland claim that the two pilots, ages 61 and 45, were arrested on suspicion of being under the influence of alcohol or drugs. They allegedly failed a breathalyzer test and were not permitted to fly under the section of a transportation safety law that outlaws job intoxication and impairment for aviation. I'm for that law.
Okay.
But 7:30 in the morning? Did they just stay out on a bender all night? They have not been charged, but they remain in custody. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Because I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
That's right.
United said the safety of our customers and crew is always our top priority. Denzel Washington did fine when he did it. I mean, yeah, the plane crashed, but he saved a lot of lives. Apparently, last month, a Delta Airlines pilot was arrested for being intoxicated. So, yeah, okay.
I remember that movie where Denzel landed that plane.
Yeah, that's what I just
and
said.
To me, you should be able to, if you can land a plane drunk, you should be commended.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he did. I think he did fine.
Yeah.
Especially when it was going to crash.
Yeah, like when I hear stories about, the drunk guy, his toddler drove him home, I'm like, man, that's pretty awesome that toddler is such a good driver. It's much safer than the drunk guy driving the toddler home, right?
Theoretically.
Now, isn't a drunk pilot flying the plane safer than a sober non-pilot flying the plane?
I'm pretty sure Denzel could fly the plane drunk better than I could. How's
yeah.
that? So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Hey, Aaron, what's your Twitter following at now?
I think I'm at... Oh, I just looked at it yesterday. Give me one second. I think I was close to 800, but I'm not sure.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Aaron some Twitter followers.
Oh, boy.
Because you have to follow Aaron on Twitter and then tweet at him why you should go to the party.
I was severely wrong. 5:39.
Oh
dear.
Well, we got to get this going.
You tweeting anything interesting?
A lot of station stuff. I try to tweet out stories and stuff that we use from time to time.
We got to make this guy more interesting.
I just need to go super political on one side or the other, or maybe both at the same time. And
now, if you do both at the same time, nobody cares. You just have to. You have to make a bunch of blanket statements and try to compare two things that have nothing to do with each other and create what-if scenarios that are just dumb. And you can pick either side, and you'll get a bunch of followers. But it's that time of year again where we want to thank you, our loyal listeners, at our 2019 Listener Appreciation Party. So this is going to be all about being in Aaron's lap. Join the broadcast, editorial, and management team of ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map for an evening of food from Big City Wings. Drinks provided by Coors Light at the home of Gal Media, Thursday, August 15th at 6:30 p.m. You're going to win a pair of tickets to get a behind-the-scenes look at where and how your favorite shows and videos are made. The only way to get an invite is to listen and win, so make sure you keep listening all week. You must be 21 plus to attend, invitation only. Here's how you're going to get your invitation. You're going to tweet at Aaron why you deserve to go, and you have to follow him. You can't just tweet at him because he's going to check, and if you're not following him, you don't get the win. And he's going to pick the two or three best and read them. And we'll let AJ pick the best one.
Oh, boy. All right.
So, all right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you got 9 more minutes to tweet at Aaron, but you don't have to include us in the tweets. Just so
yeah,
you know.
Please don't
include
us in the tweets.
We're trying to help him out. And
be a whole lot cooler if you didn't.
Yeah. And for those of you texting, trying to win, we'll do a text one later in the week. Sorry. Can open up some calls if you guys want to get in. 713-780-3776. saw a story, and it kind of surprised me how many, what state has the most quarterbacks in the NFL now?
It's not Texas?
It is Texas.
Oh.
18, including 10 starters.
Damn. That's strong.
Yeah, there's a few guys I didn't even realize. JT Barrett is from Wichita Falls. Drew Brees, Austin Westlake. I don't know if you can count this one. Derek Carr went to Fort Bend Clements, but he was only here for a few years. Because his brother lived here. And then he moved back to California. So yeah, if you want to count him, okay. Andy Dalton, Katie.
Yeah.
Chase Daniel, Southlake Carroll. Nick Foles, Austin Westlake. Apparently, last year when the Saints played the Eagles, it was the first time two guys from the same high school had faced off in a playoff game. And also the first time that one high school produced two Super Bowl MVPs. I didn't realize Garrett Gilbert was still in the league with Cleveland, but Lake Travis.
Don't hate.
I'm not hating. Just didn't realize he was still in the league. Bob Griffin III from Copperas Cove. Case Keenum, Abilene Wiley. Andrew Luck, Houston Stratford. Patrick Mahomes from White House.
Yeah.
Your favorite player, Baker Mayfield, Lake Travis. Colt McCoy from Jim Ned. Kyler Murray from Allen. Here's another guy. He's been in the league so long, I'd forgotten he was from Texas. Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
From Highland Park, yeah. Jarrett Stidham is with New England, Stephenville. Maybe the
I remember what Matthew Stafford. I remember Texas. I was in Austin when he got signed to Georgia, and it was Texas fans were so pissed off because Matt Stafford was always supposed to come to Texas, but he had a girlfriend who went to Georgia, and he went to Georgia. Apparently, that's the story anyway. That he went to Georgia because of his girlfriend.
Women,
yeah.
Ryan Tannehill,
women weaken legs.
Ryan Tannehill from Big Spring.
Do we count him? Is he still in the NFL?
Yeah, he's with Tennessee. He's the backup for your Titans. Okay. He's probably going to play a lot because Mariota gets hurt. And Davis Webb.
Oh, okay.
And then it would have been one more guy. Josh McCown retired in June. So just missed it.
He had a good run.
Yeah. So I would say if you're ranking these, though, I mean, I guess Breeze won. Well, what do you do with Mahomes after one MVP season?
He's two.
I think it's, well, and Luck. I mean, that's three pretty good ones right there. Those are your three or your five or six best quarterbacks in the league, frankly.
Who would you rather have next three or four years? Luck or Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Oof, it's tough.
I think Mahomes will stay healthy. I'm concerned about Luck. For 1 year, maybe Breeze.
Yeah.
But... three more years, I might take a look. But overall, yeah, I'll take Mahomes. I'm sold. As long as he stays with Andy Reid, I'm down. Interesting who would be fourth on that list, though, because pretty good drop-off, I think. Maybe Derek Carr.
Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford, I guess.
That dude still puts up cartoon numbers every year.
He does. I've always thought of him as a sexy Jay Cutler.
Well, he kind of is.
He's going to put up numbers. Is he ever going to win?
Yeah. There's a lot of guys like that, though. That's true. Is Philip Rivers the same guy?
I think Rivers is a better quarterback than those two.
I do, too. But I mean, at some point, there's only a few guys. Andrew Luck's never won.
Yeah. Well, got to a conference championship game. At least. Yeah. Of course, so did Rivers way back in the day, right, when he had LaDainian.
Yeah.
God, it's amazing how long that guy's been.
It's a long run. I mean, he's been in the league as long as he – same draft class as Ben and Eli.
Wow. Scarballs asks, how is it all those quarterbacks from Texas, but just Colt played for UT?
Yeah,
from what I understand.
Well, I mean, the Stafford one, that's one. Yeah. Bob Griffin's another one that they didn't even go after.
Well, but I thought, I mean, it was pretty clear Bob Griffin was going wherever Browles was at the time. And, you know, and I don't think Andrew Luck was ever in play at Texas.
No.
So... but some of these others, like, well, Drew Brees, I don't remember the entire story.
I don't think they recruited him.
Yeah, I think he wanted to go, but they never recruited him. Squeeze in a call. Paul, you're on. Go.
How you guys doing today?
Doing all right, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just talking about the, Matt Stafford and all that. You know, Philip Rivers and Matt Stafford, they're good and everything, but they could never get over the hump. But what I really wanted to talk about was Cowboys and Zeke Elliott story. Is there anything new about that? I'll hang up and listen to y'all.
And another thing I've heard, and I'll be honest, I mean, if I'm in the Cowboys' shoes, I'm in no hurry to give Ezekiel Elliott any money. I know how important he is to that offense, extremely, but this is a guy who's been nothing but a pain in the ass, and now he's wanting money like a year before most dudes start complaining about money. I don't know if I'm willing to. I don't know that they should look to trade Zeke Elliott, but it would probably at least be something I'd explore.
Well, on the flip side, though, I'm not blaming him for trying to get money.
I mean, I'm not either.
He is the most valuable player on that offense, and yeah, he's got time left, but he's also a running back. So
he's being paid like a top five draft pick. That's what the NFL collectively bargained for. Yeah. What the players bargained
but
for.
But it's well within his right to hold out for more money.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. I think it'll get itself sorted out, but I don't see him getting a new deal. And yeah, and frankly, if I'm the Cowboys, I mean, there's enough knuckleheadedness about this guy that I'm not going to pay him until I have to. I mean, that's just so many little things that crop up. And so far, I mean, I don't think he deserved the suspension that he got. I'm going to be on record at that. But there's just a lot of little things that make you wonder at some point, is there going to be a big thing? And do I want to pay him before I have to? So from the Cowboys' perspective, and I know Jerry feels like he's stuck behind this guy, and so he expects a little loyalty. I get that. But, all right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. How much, if any, does players holding out have to do of just not wanting to go through training camp as opposed to getting a new contract? I think there's some of that.
I'm sure.
And by the way, Jadeveon Clowney supposedly is going to report after the third preseason game.
Okay.
And yeah, I honestly, man, I don't really want to keep doing this topic, Lamont, but he says, I want to know where you go in to buy guns without a background check from a store. I need the action.
I'm not saying that. I mean, you still have the background check. I'm talking about stricter background checks, right? And I'm talking about mental health checks and things like that.
But from what I do understand, private sales, you don't require an FBI. Now, I've never bought a gun privately. I've always bought my guns from gun dealers. And so, yes, there's a background check. It's not a very good one, but it's there. But as far as a private sale, I'm almost 100% sure. No, you don't require that. So, anyway. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
I've got a story you might have some interest in, Fred.
Yeah.
A woman in Ferguson, Missouri, went to a body shop to get her car fixed. And apparently the mechanic came in and he got in the car to see what, you know, they rode it up and down the street, see what it was doing. And she said, while she was in the car with the mechanic, he said, look, if you pull up your shirt and show me your breasts, then I will go ahead and knock the price down.
Seems reasonable.
You know, back in the days, they called that that was a bargain.
Yeah.
I mean, women used to always show their boobs to get out of speeding tickets and things like that.
Yeah. Usually they have to offer. But
right. Yeah, that's usually the way it works, though. Or you can at least, like, hint at it. And, like they do in I've never seen any of these adult movies, but I've heard that sometimes they do that. They're like, Well, I wish there was something we could work out here, ma'am, that some way to make your price a little bit lower. And then she goes, I mean, like, what did you have in mind? He's like, well, I mean, I just wish there was something you could do to help lower the price on this deal. And then eventually she gets the point.
Right.
But you can't really just go like blatantly say, hey, okay, you show me your boobs, I'm going to give you a deal. This lady called the cops. And he denied that the mechanic sexually harassed her because he said because the mechanic doesn't even speak English. She doesn't want it to happen to another woman, she says. When do we get our respect? It's a shame. When does it stop? And she plans to hire a lawyer, but that's where we're at in the process right now. It's a he said, she said sort of thing. Usually she said wins, but she says she was very offended and, you know, we'll see what comes of it. But the story we'll continue to follow very closely, obviously.
So you're telling me you can't ask to see a woman's breasts anymore to reduce the price of something?
No.
Damn. I mean, not that I ever would. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
I understand. 713-780.
It's a damn shame where we've gotten in this country, Fred. I mean,
everything.
And when I say that, I mean mechanics asking women to show them their breasts. It's just disgusting.
It is. It is. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Can I, yeah, I've mentioned before I have like a irrational fear of escalators.
Mm-hmm.
This is something else I have an irrational fear of because I think they're unstable as hell. And then when this happens, it's just like the person getting their leg caught in the escalator.
Yeah.
A woman in Calgary was supposed to be going to the Wings Over Springbank Air Show with her boyfriend, have a nice time out with her boyfriend who was visiting from Germany. And so they had these real high winds, so they had to cancel it, and the spectators were sent away. But before she left, she had to make a pit stop at one of the portable toilets. And she says, I felt the wind move it a little bit. As soon as I was trying to sit, the whole thing just went on my back and the door facing downwards, and I could feel all the water and everything falling on me.
That's like...
It was gross.
I think that's the worst thing that could happen.
Absolutely. And she's like, I was screaming my lungs off. And not only that, like when it fell over, the door was blocked. So now you're just stuck with this crap all over you until somebody comes and gets you.
What do you even do?
I probably would have
kicked the roof off, right?
Well, I think you slam yourself into it and knock it over so you can get out the door. And then she said, oh my gosh, it was awful. And I'm thinking all this dirty water on me.
I don't think she said, oh my gosh.
No, I don't think so. Said, am I going to get a disease? I was a mess. My hair had some toilet paper in it and I had blue water, pee water. I saw some needles there. It was gross. That is the worst. She said, she had almost a 2-hour shower. I don't blame her. Man, I would have been, I don't know, I'd have bathed in bleach or something. But just, you know, you couldn't wait 20 minutes. If the wind's blowing that hard, I get, because those things are unstable as hell to begin with.
Yeah. I don't. They need to figure out a way to like, I mean, I guess they can't really make them more bottom heavy. But how hard is the wind blowing to knock over a full porta potty?
Well, it was enough to cancel an air show. So, and it can get pretty windy up there. It wouldn't take that much. I bet a good 30-mile-an-hour wind could knock that thing over.
Yeah,
but,
probably.
But I've seen a lot of places where they have them actually, like when they put them in, there's like wood around them, so they have a base.
Yeah.
Maybe Calgary was just going cheap, but that. I always have a fear of something like, because those places, as disgusting as this bathroom is,
it's not a porta potty.
There's nothing worse than a porta potty. Yeah, I mean, a porta potty is worse than an airplane bathroom.
Yeah.
And that's saying a lot. So, fortunately for her, she survived. But you imagine, I mean, just somebody else's poo.
That's the worst.
Needles and pee and probably got in her mouth. I'd be really worried about diseases.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what people are putting in there.
Well, I'm against poop on you in general, but other people's poop, that's the worst.
This guy brings up a good point. That would be the end of that relationship for me if I'm the dude.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I don't know that
she's soiled.
I don't care how hot you are or how much I like you, but I'm pretty sure if you bathed in the blue water, I don't think I could, because I'd be thinking about that the whole time. Like if you go to kiss her and then you're like, oh, I hate to say it, I'm with you 100%.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Tri Eagle Energy. And there's a lot of energy providers out there, and they're going to always offer up different things. And you're, oh, man, that sounds too good to be true. It usually probably is. Tri Eagle, what they're doing is, what their offer sounds too good to be true. This is legit, though. Houston Dynamo, when the Houston Dynamo win, you've got a chance to win with them. You sign up for any Power to Win electricity plan, you'll get 2 Dynamo game tickets and 2 t-shirts and be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. A year of free electricity. Every time the Dynamo win, Tri-Eagle's going to draw a lucky fan or customer, and they're going to win a free year of electricity. That's a lot of money. That adds up, my friends. You can enter win by texting the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriEagleEnergy.com to learn more. That's POWER to 77177 or TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064.
Yes, I can pee and poop on the potty. Yes, I can. I can pee and poop on the potty.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Okay, Aaron, how many followers did you pick up?
19.
Really? I guess people don't want to go to this party that much.
Yeah, I'm guessing not.
If that's it? If you're only getting 19? All right, give us the 3 best. Don't give us the names, and let AJ pick the one he likes the best.
All right, I'm wondering if I should disqualify one because he tweeted like 7 different sentence entries.
Yeah, well, that's up to you. It's your call. I'm just putting
or just take his best one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a lot to sift through, and I didn't plan on
all right,
that.
Well, all right, whatever. Well,
just give us the 3.
Give me 3.
Don't
I don't care
us,
who
don't
they
give us the damn labor
entry
pains.
Number 1 is because we drink Whitmire's, and he included a picture of him sipping some what looks like, I can't read it, but it's one of their amazing whiskeys. Let me see if I can find the next one. It says, I want to go to the listener appreciation party with my dad, who's turning 71 this Thursday, and I need a present, and this is the best one I can think of to give him.
Okay.
That's a good one.
And then
you're kind of a cheapskate, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, still. Could buy these on the black market. And
okay. What's number 3?
Give me 1 second. I'm trying to find it.
Okay, this is riveting.
Yeah, well, all right, here it is. I should win the tickets because my divorce was finalized today, and I found out my ex-wife was cheating on me after 5 years of marriage. Maybe I can go and meet a nice lady.
There's going to be no nice ladies here, but that, I say give it to that guy.
Okay.
Just all got right. divorced. Your wife's been cheating on you for 5 years. I mean, that guy needs a break.
Probably.
Now, probably. What I want you to do, when you get those tickets, tweet nudes of your ex-wife to Aaron.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can DM him. You don't have to.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But yeah,
now that you're following him, you can do that.
Right.
All right, let's do a dumbass report.
Let's do it. Let's start with this. When you are, nobody likes to have weeds around their house, right?
Yeah, they're kind of a pain in the ass. They're like, you know, cockroaches of
the lawn.
Yeah.
I don't think there's good ways to get rid of. Pulling them is a good way. You could use a weed eater.
Yeah.
Not recommended. A blowtorch.
Oh, God, no.
No. Especially because this guy lived in a mobile home. And apparently those are more likely to catch on fire than
I see
homes made of brick.
Mm.
And that's what happened. And then a propane tank.
Oh.
Caught, and then it lasted about 3 hours to evacuate.
Wow.
It lasted about 3 hours to get it under control. They had to evacuate everyone in the trailer park. 3 trailer homes were damaged in the fire, with 2 having severe damage and another just moderately damaged. The residents of those three homes, which include the man who was using the blowtorch, were displaced and being assisted by the American Red Cross.
Not wise, guys.
It reminds me of the time when we were kids, we tried to burn up a ant bed and got the gas can too close and set our front yard on fire.
Oh, no.
And the police, the fire department had to come and put it out. And my favorite part was the neighbor running across the street and saying, "Get that can out of the fire." And he kicks the can. It's like, dude, the can is on fire and you just made it worse.
Idiot.
Yeah, we blamed it on my little brother, but it was my fault.
A McDonald's employee was terminated for refusing to serve two paramedics because he thought that they were officers. Yeah.
Wow.
Dumbass.
Wow.
And, the paramedic posted on Facebook, said, "An employee goes, 'We don't accept officers in here.' I tell her, 'I'm not an officer.' She then says, 'Anyone with a badge,' then says it to my partner as he walks in to order food. 'We don't serve your kind here.'"
Whoa.
Yeah. So paramedics no longer welcome at that particular McDonald's. Well, maybe they are now that they fired this girl.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're working at McDonald's, you're probably not brightest.
What are you trying to say, Fred? This was a dumb girl?
I'm trying to say that this is, not wise girl.
And finally, we go to Australia, where a young woman is very angry. She received a note from a stranger asking if she was interested in selling her underwear. Much like the story we talked about last segment. There was a time in this country where you could ask a woman if her underwear were for sale.
And you know,
and women could profit from it.
And it is National Underwear Day.
Is it today?
That's what I heard.
Are your underwear for sale?
No. Nobody would want them.
Yeah, that's true. This is an Australian woman.
So it's not National Underwear Day there.
No, probably not. She returned from a walk on Sunday to find a handwritten letter under the windshield wiper of her car, which they call the windscreen wiper.
Yeah.
"I think you're very attractive." He spells "you're" wrong, by the way. Which, but you're never going to get a girl to sell her your panties if you can't figure out the difference between "you're" and "you are." "I think you're very attractive. If you're interested, I would like to pay you cash for your panties. I'll meet you on the side of the road back to town. Just pull over. I'll find you." The 29-year-old woman filed a police report, handing over both the car description and the person in question's description. I always think it's funny. They feel the need to post a picture of the woman in the story, which seems unnecessary, but we as a society are always curious about, what did this chick look like that someone would try to buy her panties?
You know, if I were her, I would have just gone and bought some really cheap panties for like a couple dollars and then said, "Yeah, I'll give them to you for 50 bucks.
Let's make a deal."
Yeah. 50 bucks. They've been close. Yeah, I had to put them back in the wrapper. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Pretty solid job today, Aaron. Really good job by you, Hoffman.
Thank you, sir. Good to be back.
Expected nothing less. I actually am going to give myself a solid C+ today. We're going to do it again tomorrow. More fun and frivolity. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.